Blog Talk Radio.
Collect the spots. When we catch a headshot, disconnect the top. Woo!
Let's talk about the trap, let's talk about the street.
What is up?
You look up to Jordan, we look up to Meech. Clean a nigga, block up, me that bitch bleach. Spend a half a quarter on the
team. Niggas tryna call me, tryna make another beat. My baby mama bitchin', but she still be fucking me. You blowin' up her phone and she steady suckin' me. Whoa, whoa. You a sucker, sucker. I gotta bend over, finna fuck a fucker. Them boys police, them niggas undercover. Lil' bitch, that pussy so dry, you finna break the rubber. I done took a nigga life and I'd take another. Young nigga pull up on smash. Young nigga got that bad. Young nigga ran that jet. Nigga, we ain't going that sad. Y'all nigga going out bad. Y'all nigga hang around fat. Y'all nigga make a nigga laugh. Y'all nigga make a nigga laugh. Nigga, we ain't throwing no flat. 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 Nigga, we ain't throwing no flat.
We can not throw in the towel. Niggas a gun you down. You better move like a cow. Niggas will shoot up the crowd. Dressing up like a trial. These niggas are running your house. Fucking that thot in the mouth, got Dolce & Gabbana on my cow. Bitch, ball of shit, rat, gay, what we talking about?
Rat.
Bitch, sucking dick for the fame, get the fuck out. Pop me a perk, send me some circle, tripping the fuck out. Send me the skirt, send him the murk and he get knocked out. Shot it so bad, shot it so sad, she sleep on the sofa. I didn't even ask, I just wanna smash, so bitch bend it over.
Smash.
I pray I don't crash, I'm sipping no ass, so bitch I can't focus. I cut on my fast, I go get the bag, then go by the old guy. Shot it so bad, shot it so sad. She sleep on the sofa. I didn't even ask. I did when the smash, so bitch bend it over. I pray I don't crash. I'm sipping no ass, so bitch I can't focus. I cut on my fast. I go get the bag, then go by the ocean. Get your hoe from the blind side. I got it on me, I'm fine, you're dying. Eat your dick, she whine and dine. I fuck her, she whine and crying.
Smash, smash, smash.
But when they get loud, these niggas ain't down to ride. Your niggas bow to doubt it, my niggas turn to Michael Myers.
Young nigga pull up on smash. Young nigga got that bad. Young nigga ran that jazz. Nigga, we ain't going out there. Y'all niggas going out bad. Y'all niggas hang around bad. Y'all niggas make a nigga laugh. Y'all niggas make a nigga laugh.
Birthday. Hit the curve, do your number, pick up money. Turn out my porch and hit the ground, man. Trust spot, do that purse, share that mileage, smoke that reefer. Mama told me she ain't like me hanging with them people. Made a fraud to put in 20, made it flip again. 20 band from the bank, 200 Benjamin. 200 band for some bad boy, you better call me. You haul van, get them all, me and what you call it. Money on the phone, money calling, yeah, I talk to it. Need a new say, cause the money got a wall for it. I just spent a day in the bay. Before I walk to it, all about my business and my pocket number white folk. Money came by love, cut it, bitch, they need my tight dope. Turn up at the day party and kill them at the night show. Real nigga reunion, I put widow, so I might go. Rapping easy, I can do it on time, I close. When Robin was a job, I would do that shit from 9 to 4. My partner drove from Holly Grove to hell to get them jams. And I rebook every number one, money in my hand. Hit the ground, man. Trust spot, do that purse, share that mileage, smoke that reefer. Mama told me she ain't like me hanging with them people. Made a fraud to put in 20, made it flip again. 20 band from the bank to on a Benjamin.
Cold with my dogs, can't get in between. I can't give them life, no more energy. Amen, amen. Spend about 60 on the time, I can't even lie. No way in, no way out, this shit do or die. So I roll, when I roll, must be suicide. Amen, amen.
I can't ride Benz, I don't do peace. I peace, I beast, I gotta eat. Saber tooth, tiger, diamond tooth teeth. Rockin' right now, won't you come peek? People's outside, people's outside. The way that ass shake, leave your mouth wide. You need to say grace for you say thanks.
Amen, amen. left in my life, don't know what's in store. I've been dealing with these blessings that I can't ignore. Putting up the numbers, we ain't keeping score. Amen, amen. I here on the block with it in my side. Run it in our house for 12 o'clock. Yeah, the hood love me, but you gotta watch. Amen, amen.
I just pop three, I don't do sleep. Yeah, tryna shoot a scene, make a movie. Yeah, we gon' fall through, coming through deep.
Amen, amen.
Yeah, packed it from the south, moved it to the west. Iced the logo on the cross, threw it on my neck. Yeah, when I rep the set, gotta stay blessed. Yeah,
amen, amen. People tryna say I'm on the enemy. Got a cold with my dog, can't get in between. I can't give them life no more energy.
I hear my nana, she be talking to me. I hear my niggas, they be talking to me. And they say, nigga, get the money. And they say, nigga, get the money. I hear my bitches, they be talking to me. I hear the streets, they be calling for me. And they say, nigga, get the money. And they say, nigga, get the money. Get the money. Yeah, yeah. Couple bands won't change me. I'ma still be the same me. Yeah. Niggas say they made me. He just mad cause he hate me. Yeah. Clip shooting like Katie. Pull a hard time Brady. Now I'm about to go crazy. And your bitch drunk in love. Got me feeling like Jay-Z. I'm a motherfucking god. Pulled up with your lady. Everything I do is big. On the road like gravy. And I'm turned to the max. Might be cause I'm wavy. Do it for all of my niggas. I pull a fuck on my niggas. I don't do drugs. But I just pull them jiggas and pass them all on my niggas. Once I get back, them in the back of my grizzly. Then I start pouring that liquor. Then I just kill them. Then I stop talking to niggas. Stop fucking with all of these niggas. I fuck them all. Find me a bitch that can fuck. I be fucking with all of these bitches. And I got a deal. They want my baby right now. So I stop going rolling these bitches. I fuck them once. Then I stop liking their pics. Then I stop calling these bitches. I got the rock. I got the rock in my pen. I'm walking towards these bitches. Like, hey. I hear my nana, she be talking to me. I hear my niggas, they be talking to me. And they say, nigga, get the money. And they say, nigga, get the money. I hear my bitches, they be talking to me. I hear the streets, they be calling for me. And they say, nigga, get the money. And they say, nigga, get the money.
Nick P, too lit, dead bitch, too lit. AP, too brisk, bad bitch, too thick. Fashion, ooh-wee, back in, ooh-wee. Kardashian, two-piece, Mac of that Uzi. Trapping by Pool Creek, action when it bout me. They say you not the man in the streets, I'm flashing. Now you got the man with the key. Hold up, I crashed. Now I'm in that new strategy. What's happening? What? They finally free my fucking brother D. Hey,
pedal.
Man, time to turn up on them beats. I'm dangerous. Oh, you acting hard, nigga, please. Gang with me. And we in the club 100 deep, nigga.
Dead bit, too lit, the bit, rule, crit, dark, shade, dark, pay, okay. Red bit, Sharday, red bottom, 2K. Yeah, master 40K, Atlanta. On a new way, bit, bit, too lit, the bit, rule, crit, dark, shade, dark, pay, okay, red, bit, Sharday, red, bottom, 2K, yacht, master, 40K, Atlanta, new way,
Atlanta, new way, I got Blu-rays, still in the bird, bitch, I'm too paid, the fortune made me swerve when I'm cruising. Know I make them nervous how I do this shit, nigga. Park the donk on Irving, leave the keys in the ignition. Ain't no shoot like Curry, nigga, try me, I'ma switch. No bitch, I ain't nervous, I got racks and I got glitz. In that blue excursion, I'm in traffic, in no inches. I might go to Phyllis, go to Flame, or throw a 20. I might take a shop and buy that, but ain't no feeling. She still go to college, but her daddy don't be trippin'. And I'm with my partners, time to turn away my niggas.
Bit too lit, the bit rule, crit, dark, shade, dark, pay, okay. Red bitch, Sharday, red bottom, 2K. Yacht, master, 40K, Atlanta, new way. Bit too lit, the bit rule, crit, dark, shade, dark, pay, okay. Red bitch, Sharday, red bottom, 2K. Yacht, master, 40K, Atlanta, new way.
It's the new way, I got Blu-rays. I pull out the garage in that new race. Fuck them if they hang, bitch, on 2K. I'm clutching cause they hang, but it's cool, hey. Now I
bit too lit. Yo bitch, my bitch. Spit rim, big crib. 4/5 right here.
What?
I won't let you try me ever again. This little bitch won't buy that, she won't perk the shit. You know it ain't no problem, we gon' work this shit. Order all them bottles, that they got this bitch lit. And we want them hoes that brung all her friends. We got this bitch loaded, gonna turn them feet.
Bit too lit, the bit rule, crib dark, bit dark, shade dark, pay okay. Red bit Sade, red bottom 2K, yacht master 40K, Atlanta new way. Bit too lit, the bit rule, crib dark, shade dark, pay okay. Red bit Sade, red bottom 2K, yacht master 40K, Atlanta new way.
4-4-4-4, that pin my nigga in the coffin. I've been stressed so much, that's why I'm rolling, stay coughing. Straight up out the muff, and I'm cleaner than my flock. So I don't need the love, I've been flipping Mr. Guapo. When I lost my plug, I was still up on the block. So even back then, I was saying fuck Bible. Yeah, he sold some drugs, it was all for survival. East to the west, yeah, you had to hold your Bible. Forget if they don't like you. I grind like I lost my job. I lost my job. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I lost some homies. I so lost some plugs. I so lost some plugs. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I be tripping sometimes. It's a drug. Sometimes it's drugs. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm just living this life in this mud.
Living this life in this mud.
Whoa, whoa. Ride around the city like who can I trust?
Can I
guess it's just me. BMG ain't got a bug. West side, east side. It's all love. We all gon' ride. It's all love. Death around the corner, bunch of niggas saw one. Lady, I been knowin' what she feeling to blow one. Money dancing back to back like Soul Train. Got me shitting on them like Kevin Hart on Soul Plane. Straight up out the mud with the bullshit. Money on flood, so I locked in like a full pit. Lost so many homies, got the homies on the pulpit. It's a cold game, Jack Frost can even feel this. Yeah. Everything that I touch is gold old school. Fuck around talking, get folded like clothes do. I keep it rolling like the ghost folks. Spark up, geek ghosts like the 6 folks. I be rolling down big, rolling down Crenshaw, smoking on a cig. Yeah, I keep it real, but they fake it in the wind. Shit, I can't lie, shit, I'm trying to do it big, low key like Q Crib. When the wheel stop, you gon' see a nigga change. I'm just treating you the same, so you can see your games. She be talking to me like a nigga froze summer. Friend be acting funny like a nigga stole from her mind game. I grind like I lost my dog, I lost my dog.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I lost some homies, I so lost some plugs. I
so lost some plugs.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I be tripping sometimes, it's a drug. Sometimes it's drugs.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I'm just living this life in this mud.
Living this life in this mud.
Whoa, whoa. Ride around the city like who can I trust?
Can I
guess it's just me, BMG ain't got a bug. West side, east side, it's all love. We all gon' ride, it's all love. My nigga in it coughing. I've been stressed so much, that's why I'm rolling, stay coughing. Straight up out the mud, and I'm cleaner than my flock. So I don't need the love, I've been slipping Mr. Guapo. When I lost my plug, I was still up on the block. So even back then, I was saying fuck Bible. Yeah, I sold some drugs, it was all for survival. East to the west, yeah, you had to hold your Bible. Forget if they don't like you. Had trust issues all on my way up. I keep my bitch at my phone, yeah, she stay up. Go and tripped in this to your face like makeup. I'ma still shine, no chain, yeah, no Jacob. I ain't know I'm a problem. Oh why, I'm a problem. I just know they hate cause they can't ride the wave. They wanna lock my body, throw my mind in a cage. Cops steady knocking at my door. I don't give a fuck, I didn't even hide the drawer. Got a lot up on my mind, shit I need to hide this for. Damn it, I be tripping, I left some work on the store. I just wanna grow, it ain't just talking, no.
Like I lost my dog, I lost my dog.
Whoa, whoa. I lost some homies, I so lost some plugs.
I so lost some plugs.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I be tripping sometimes, it's a drug.
Sometimes it's drugs.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm just living this life in this mud. Whoa, whoa. Ride around the city like who can I trust?
Can I
guess it's just me, BMG ain't got a bug. West side, east side, it's all love. We all gon' ride, it's all love.
For hip hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D O Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
Oh yeah, True West Radio, it's your man DJ Headlove, and we in the building. True West Transit. I got Sweet Pea and Buddha Ali with me, getting the show started. Y'all know how it go down. Okay, King Sassy now. What's up, everybody?
Yo, what's the business here?
Y'all heard about Mr. Everywhere now?
Yeah, he was just online. I think he's doing something. He's going to call back right back in. Well, he was just online. So he all right. I did talk to him earlier to see if he all right. Yeah, I'm waiting for them too, man. Trying to see what's going on. Hope everybody in that area is okay, man. A lot of people there are good families. So I've been trying to nitpick and check on everybody all day. And so far, all of them say good.
And see, that's the thing. My memory is fucked up from the seizures and shit. I know a whole lot of people in Florida, but right now my mind don't put it all together. I could think of three people for sure, and that's him, your brother, and like a Facebook comedian. But it's way more people that I know. But my mind just, you know how you had that loading? I'm loading right now, like the old school computer.
They were sitting up there clowning me about our little hurricane and didn't do nothing, but that's what I'm saying. It's more, you know, these people out here in Cali, they don't know nothing about that shit. You know what I'm saying? I look at the news, them motherfuckers is boarding up their houses and all of that old stuff. People in Cali don't know nothing about that. So when that little hurricane came through here, they was in panic mode.
That's the thing. We were scared because y'all were scared. Down here, we pretty much know what to do. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't scared. I wasn't scared.
No, everybody out there was scared the way they was doing the news and, like, all the other people from out that way. They was really shook. They wasn't understanding it, that how they was going to get a hurricane.
Hurricane
just freaking out.
Hell yeah. When you say hurricane, I don't give a damn where you live. When you say hurricane, that shit fucked up.
Yeah.
When you say the word hurricane coming, you be like, oh, fuck. You know what I'm saying? So I don't give a damn where you live. If you in a place that you prone to hurricanes coming or whatever, you still don't want them motherfuckers to come. So when you hear one in California, you be like, oh, shit. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Then not just that, an earthquake came when the hurricane was coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that shit is crazy. But I mean, I'm in the desert, so the water ain't going to touch me, but... You know, all the people in L.A., they was motherfucking sick. Because the first thing they started thinking was, you know, like the Katrinas and all of the other hurricanes that come through and fuck shit up.
Mm-hmm.
But they even told the motherfuckers that the hurricanes ain't going to hit land. Now, them motherfuckers in Florida, the hurricanes hit the land. And rolled through your
They
rolled through the hood. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just a small piece of that little piece, because there's water on both sides. So the motherfucker in Florida, that motherfucker just roll right through that motherfucker. Like, all right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, the sad part about them hurricanes, the majority of the time when we get them here, it'll be something like how it is right now, where it might mess up some shit, but literally everything going to come back to life and turn green because it's dead as hell. We can't barbecue. We can't do nothing. They even asking people to water the lawn. They usually tell you don't use the water.
Bless you. You ain't got to use the water if it's a gang of water that's dropping and falling and rushing in type of shit.
No, I'm talking about now. We in drought. Like, if it rain right now, everything will come back to life and go normal. Because even the big trees around the neighborhood in the area are slumping. The leaves on everything. I never seen it like this, to be honest.
But yeah, it's a you know, what I always say, God is mad.
Yep.
God is mad.
Man, he's definitely putting his wrath on the earth.
Yeah, he a little pissed off. Everybody say Mother Nature. Mother Nature ain't got shit to do with this. God is mad.
He sure is mad.
And I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna tell you why he's mad. Cause this, when shit happened fucked up, that's the only time when people come together. If you haven't noticed that, this is the only time when people come together. I don't give a damn, black, white, whoever the fuck you are. When shit start getting fucked up, everybody come together.
Yeah, it's just like we don't see people until they come funeral.
Yeah, because the white people be like, oh, fuck them niggers. And the black people be like, fuck them crackers. Oh, but when shit getting fucked up, the niggas and the crackers go out the window.
Yeah.
See, now it's different when you from the South. It's a certain type of, every white person ain't a cracker like that. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm not saying every white person. Everybody that call a motherfucking black person a nigga and every black motherfucker that call a white person a cracker, all that shit goes out the window.
And
I'm not talking
person,
about
mm-hmm.
every white. I'm not talking
say.
About every black.
Yeah.
No, I was just saying that types of people do. I said that for a reason. Because every person ain't like that. But the ones that are, the few that's still alive and trying to keep it going, they are very shamed when you do something to help them or when you're very nice to them or, like, even if you stop and walk around the store and help them find their keys, they be so damn embarrassed and ashamed that it's funny to me. It's funny.
Well, that's the whole thing about this situation. Everybody come together when shit is fucked. You know what I mean? When it come down to you can have a dude with a whole Ku Klux Klan uniform on, but if he was in the water, a black motherfucker would go and help his ass. You know what I'm saying? Because all of that shit goes out the window when it comes down to, shit that's catastrophic, shit that's fucked up. You know what I mean? That shit goes out the window all the fucking time. When shit get better, that shit go right back to the same thing. But still, people help people when shit get fucked up. You ain't gonna look up there and see a black man in. You ain't gonna be a black man seeing that white man in the water dying like a motherfucker, and you just gonna let him. Well, fuck him. He white. Let him die. You know what I'm saying? Niggas, people don't do that. You know, everybody got some kind of empathy in them to where they want to help anybody that's in trouble. You know what I mean? So. Every time something fucked up happened, that's what it is. God is mad. And that's the only thing that's going to make people come together is to help each other. Say, all right, I'm going to fuck this up real quick and then see how many people going to come together and help each other. That's what I look at it like. You know, I might be wrong, but I'm just saying. Damn, I wish I had my sound effects so I could put the crickets on this motherfucker.
Yo, we let you talk, man.
Mr. Edwin, everything good?
Oh yeah, man. I'm in there like swimwear.
Okay.
You ain't wake up with no chalk on your porch, huh?
Oh no, man! That hurricane wasn't nowhere near me, man. We shit, the hurricane closer to scratch than it is me.
Yeah.
Oh shit! Your
hurricane near me? I'm a hurricane free.
Right down the road from me, we about 3 hours away from the hurricane.
Yeah. And I wish it was a hurricane. It's getting cooler, nigga. It's 108. I'm hot as a fuck.
Shit, man, they was so goddamn hot out last day. Everybody was calling me all since last night. Hey, man, the hurricane up, man. Shit ain't got shit to do with me. That shit way on the other side. We over in the panhandle by Alabama. So
they said the tropical storm was gonna come that way, though.
It might, but hell, you know, it is. Let it come on, shit. They said, I ain't gonna start running today.
Right on.
What the fuck? Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
I watched a high-speed chase, nigga. These motherfuckers, they jumped out the goddamn car and ran in or something. They ran into the mall. Oh, damn. Wow. Oh, this is crazy. Nigga, it's been some high-speed chases like every day. But anyway,
A whole lot of high-speed chases and stuff like that going down out here, too.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you. It's one of two things that got to happen. Either get the fuck up because you ain't going to get away. Going to a parking structure or going towards the airport. That's the way you can get away. I mean, hell, we obsessed with watching these motherfuckers out here. When the motherfuckers get a high-speed chase, we be like, high-speed chase, Hotel 11. And we all watch them. Even I call my mom and be like, high-speed chase, Hotel 11. My mom would be all hype. But the whole thing about it is, I don't know if it's wrong or not, but I be wanting to see the niggas get away.
Well, it's not going to happen, so they can cancel that. They got that live copter, and that motherfucker news copter going to give it play-by-play. He turned over here and jumped the fence in the alley, and the dog biting the shit out of him.
Then he hopped the other fence going over there towards the blue house. Oh, I know. But I'm just saying, I don't know if it's what the fuck it is, but I be wanting to see the motherfuckers get away. And there's been a few people out here that got away. It was only some smart motherfuckers.
They don't get away in Arkansas. That state trooper gonna do that pit maneuver, make your ass flip about seven times and throw your passenger out the car, and then shoot the shit out of you when you put your hands out the window.
That's exactly what my wife was talking about earlier. She's like, if the motherfuckers in Arkansas, them motherfuckers, because she's from, well, she was born in Arkansas. She said, them motherfuckers in Arkansas, them motherfuckers, they don't give a fuck. They'll pit you, they'll shoot you, they'll do whatever
they
got to do to stop.
So when you put your hands out the window, they're going to shoot the shit out you. And then you dead anyway. So it might, you might as well just went and wrecked out and killed yourself in the wreck.
Yeah, that's just crazy, bro. But these motherfuckers out here, it's only been motherfuckers.
The Negro that did get away, they went and kicked his damn door in because he went and parked the car, backed the car in into his driveway, and they already had his damn tag.
Oh, yeah, you dumb as fuck with that one. The couple of people that got away, they went right towards the airport because if you go towards the airport, that means the helicopters can't follow you. You know what I'm saying? If you go by the airport, you can't be flying in that airspace where them goddamn planes is landing and stuff like that. The only thing they could do was just zoom in on you. The news, they be the snitches. Them motherfuckers, they fuck around and they just zoom their camera in as far as they can. But they can't go towards the airport. So everybody that went towards the airport, they all got away out here. But man,
well,
it's like...
OJ Simpson, did he?
Yeah.
Well...
Because he was going too slow.
He didn't get away, though. Shit. They knew who it was already. They already knew.
Yeah, it's all good.
So it's like, Mr. Simpson, you can't get away from this, bro.
What is all? For the whole thing.
Now, Sweet Pea, I got one for you. How do you feel about Boosie not dropping that diss track to his daughter?
Boosie and his daughter.
He dropped a diss track. He dropped a diss record.
I think all of that. I think all of that.
He dropped a diss record today about his daughter. Dissing his daughter.
Who did?
And her mama.
Who did that?
Boosie.
Oh.
I don't know. Is it the ungrateful one I've been seeing?
Huh?
Is it the Ungrateful one I've been seeing when he's been singing about Ungrateful?
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah.
I ain't heard none of this shit. Y'all put me up on game like a motherfucker. So wait a minute. Boosie did a song about his daughter?
He dissing his daughter because he took the car back and she went dissing on him.
So she did a song about him and he dissed her back?
And she started talking about him after he took her car back from her because she was aside with her mama or something. So he's like, well, you know what? I'm going to take your Mercedes back. So she got mad and went to dissing him, calling him out, deadbeat and all that type of stuff. So he's like, oh, you call me deadbeat and I've been taking care of you, paying child support. Okay, all right. I'm going to diss you now. So.
Oh, wow.
So is it the Ungrateful song or is it another song?
I think that's it.
Yeah, I heard that. Well, check it out. I'm going to say this. To modern day parents and to the gentle parents and to the CPS people and all that, they going to say he wrong. But I'm going to say he right. Because she did air him out, but he aired her out too. Because like you said, that girl, she was named for somebody else. And he went and took the baby and got a DNA and gave her the name that she got now. And he took care of her also. So what she tried to do was after she got that car, tried to run back to where her mama was because she knew her mama had filed child support. You know, so he been taking care of all the kids, a bunch of kids. But he takes care of all of them and buy them stuff. And they do stuff and stay the whole summer. Anybody that's a beastie fan knows this. You know what I'm saying? Y'all was talking about his kids. So she ran back with her mama. Then he found out about child support. And so she started, you know, he repoed the car after that. He sent them to go get the car back because the car is in his name. And she was calling him a bitch-ass nigga and all that kind of stuff. And some mad. And he's trying to talk about him. And she got on live talking about that he for her, he'll black her eye and this and this and that. And they got recordings. And they played the recordings on the live here. This man
well,
said that
you, know,
you was in the bathroom with boys at a football game. I would black your damn eye, too, if you was my daughter and you in the bathroom with boys at a football game. He ain't said nothing to you wrong. And she said the mama was letting a 19-year-old boy live with her, walk around in his drawers when she was like 14. So, you know,
well,
I got out of home about it.
It's something called, and I always bring this to a lot of people's attention, it's called parental alienation. If y'all don't know what that is, look it up. Parental alienation. And what it is, you know, it don't matter how much the dad or the mom, on the other hand, does for this cat. Because the man can have custody of the child or the woman can have custody of the child. But what happens is the mama start talking bad about the dad or the dad start talking bad about the mama. So all of that shit start getting locked in. But God damn it, if you got a motherfucking Mercedes from your daddy and you fucked up and he took it, you had a Mercedes.
Check this out. When he said he would black her eye and all that for being in the bathroom with boys at football games, this was in 2021. You got that car this year.
Yeah, that shit crazy as fuck. You know, it's crazy because people don't. And then just because he might say something or do something, you know, it's his goddamn fault. But see, nobody don't never know what the whole goddamn the whole thing, the whole story is about. They just take it to wherever it's left off at. This is what it was. Here, so everybody fuck around and they just say, oh man, I wouldn't do that to my daughter. Oh, I wouldn't say that to my daughter. I wouldn't do this. But But what the fuck did the daughter do? What the fuck did the mama do? I don't understand that shit. Well, they just look at it from the outside. They don't know nothing is going on, you know, in the whole goddamn inside of the problem. Bitch, you had a Mercedes. Your daddy gave you. Oh, my God. Do you know I wish I could give my daughter a Mercedes right now?
You know the worst thing, though? He done gave three other one of his kids a car, whatever, a brand new car, whatever the year it is, that they turned 16. But this little girl is the only one where he left the car in his name. Because when you know, you know. All the rest of the kids, he gave them the car, but the car is in their name. Ain't nothing to worry about. They went ahead. You know, problem with them kids and their mamas or nothing like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, like you said, when you know, you know. So he put that car in that in his daughter's name because of the situation. I mean, I kept it in his name because of the situation. You know what I mean? Because of the situation, he left the car in his name. He knew what was going on because you got... That's what happened when you got multiple baby mamas and then you got something that's cool and you got something that's fucked up. I'm just saying.
Yep. He did say a lot about him. She went on live. She said she wish he was still on death row and everything.
Yep. Wow.
You know, he put it out. He went on live and he was like, you know, she got caught sleeping with boys in the school bathroom while her brother got basketball games. He put it all out.
Mm-hmm.
He put it all out.
Wow, that's crazy as fuck.
That's what I told him.
That's
crazy. You see in the bathroom, the boys and shit. I'll black your eyes too. What the fuck? I'll beat your ass. What you mean?
That's crazy as a motherfucker.
Love me while I'm here. Say you love me every single day.
Nigga, yeah, if I call my goddamn young-ass daughter up in, man... Yeah, she'll probably get a black eye like a motherfucker, too. Or she'll get a mad headlock.
But he didn't even do it. He just threatened me.
Huh?
So I got a...
You heard what I said?
What'd you say?
I said, love me while I'm here and say you love me every single day.
So I got a question. Yeah, because we got ladies on here. How do y'all feel about the Hood Rat song with... Sukiana and Sexy Red?
We ain't listen to it. You done told us enough about it. They already said the same lyrics from the last track. Why we need to listen to it?
So Hello? You know what not to do?
Hey.
Mom.
Hang on, my wet clothes. What's going down?
I ain't even heard it yet. And whatever they say
okay.
ain't going to surprise me because...
Well, it's the worst song of the...
One of them is eating nigga ass and the other one is booty hole brown and all that.
Well, that's what she say in this song and talking about, my coochie squirt clear, your coochie squirt green, and then you saying you got STDs, and I say, you confusing everybody.
Hey. Oh, man,
hang
like wet clothes.
Hey, that's right. Yeah, I advise y'all to listen to it, and y'all get back with me and see what y'all think, and y'all going to be shaking your head all the way to the bank.
Look, I'm shaking my head right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what motherfucking now?
No, I mean, hell, I don't know what you need some music. You need
I don't know about them.
Well, I'll tell y'all what, we're going to go to a couple songs right quick. I don't know why people ask. I don't know. We're going to put a song and we'll be back with some more of the show. True West Radio, let's go.
You know how I do it, ladies. You know, I'm going to dedicate this one to y'all. If you got a bad body, this one to you. So stand up and show off your body. Here we go, let's go. I caused a little Debbie smashes when she drops it. It's a piece of cake. Ben's and Lisa shake that as the crowd be thinking Jesus say. Lisa say with plenty G's to make, don't ever please mistake. Way she earned them diamonds when the Players Club with Lisa Ray. Ask your love for freeze to frame, cause body fat to tease for pay. Then your rabbit's fat, skip those April Fools and Lisa Day. Christmas time I grease the slate, so body fits the easy way. Lisa Day don't Valentine's with Thanksgiving feast to say. So please relay the word, her body's so sick, my seat's delayed. Every time she passes by, it's cool like summer breeze in May. Time to make your wife leave, so pass the car keys to bay. So she's evading nothing while she's gone from her, you're being okay. Your bae, he racks about that ass being way too overweight. Her show's so great, cause she can ride the dick to make Range Rovers hate. While Satan wants us hot to set, she brings with kisses so too late. Holds her straight, the floor dry from Pillsbury, though she makes. So no, I say the baddest bitch is shaking ass, I'm pulling so straight. Omen break, they next to take her service like she holding play. Whoever told creation's body bad, she walk through golden gates. The sour folks so thank you, that my heart and soul appreciate. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's for you, baby. Let it go for you. I'm saying body bad. You know what I'm saying? 13, 6, 43. You know what I'm saying? Breast is the best. Ask your class. Waste for taste. Thin waste, that is. So we're going to get a second verse. Let's go. She gets attention from the blind to help her find a seat. She walking by. But the females jocking why they disrespect my talking fly. Never knocking guys when I bounce right from her, the rock replies. All eyes on me look to resurrect who clock to die. Obamacare, that body down from health and came for rock tonight. Give her props and style legs, so not to leave the socks behind. Even stopped to try to move her to the hood, the block was fine. Reason why she keep blocks is got your fellas flying line. Trying to get away so far, cause you can hop in my defense. Want autographs and you can tie, trying to stop inside. Top of Dama Diva, you the models that hit hopify. Reason why we popping wild some bottles that we shopped in town. Girl, you got that spine. I wanna tickle in what's all we're trying. Not so that I'm crying. It's official when the ref that line. Justifying hullets, playboys that you have to hide. Got them left spine. Do a lunch hours the chef is fine. Girl, your body make me fill a bank. Daddy, just a fly. Just to empty out a castle. Sit next to you, I fly. Through it is already knows. Lobster's what I'll place your pilot. While I compliment your body just to see your face smiling. Hey, look, Ma, I'ma rep this one for you, all for you. You got a bad body, your body's bad and it's right. You know, I like that. You know, this is cook for you, except for the cook for myself. And it's all for you, Ma, take that ass on the pole if you want. You know what I'm saying, you get our money. I ain't done yet, first three, let's go. No question that she gets attention every time you see her bounce that ass. Make you want to spend what's left, not your large amount of cash. Even if you drive it while she's shaking it, you bound to grasp. Question about what happened, you'll be dead and out around the ass. Body found first to ask, still she sex for most that. Now we at your funeral board to death, watching you like that. Instead we could have watched her pop cheeks at birthday bashes, but we chose to watch you later rest with eyelashes. Stupid, get back to the topic, subject. Body built right, know the rough sex the fucks to get. And if you feeling Dan is bugging you a little bit. No, I'm just enjoying Dan hugging on them little pits. She needs to sit to figure if the dick can really fit. Just to disappoint me, not like me losing the silly bet. I'm trying to score at home base like what the Phillies meant. Pants off, I'm in that thing swimming, y'all be willy yet? Until we set a date so I can get the kitty wet. Realize your body got connects like social internet. That's all that's intellect, it's no guess that she's the best. To keep that body making last forever to make Keith sweat. You know what I'm saying, girl? It's all for you. It's all for you. That's right. I like your body, so I had to do this just for you and dedicate it to the girls with a bad body. Body bad. So if you a lady that got a body bad, then you already know what to do. Hit that dance floor, shake it, drop it like a cot or whatever. You know. So every time I see a chick with a body bad, this is what I think of right here. You know, you may want to empty out everything. All that money in my account, your body's that bad. Now, I'm going to thank your mama for making stuff like that, so, you know, I'm impressed. In fact, I'm amazed by a body that bad. So what I want you to do, little mama, is go to the dance floor and drop it low. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
A heart that has been filled to the tip, tip top with love.
It's spilling over.
Only to find.
All alone in the midnight hour. No one to hold you close. No one to tell you. They can't stop thinking of the way you smile when you hear real good news. The way you laugh when you're feeling amused. How they wanna cheer you up when you have the blues. That they never wanna lose. Identify with me, and your heart is lonely too. This one goes out to you. This song is dedicated to all the lonely hearts on the dance floor tonight, waiting patiently for the love of your life.
This is just another song letting you know that everything's gonna be alright. It's a matter of time, so go ahead and have yourself a real good tonight. I see you out there, moving like you're releasing all your cares, moving like you understand that this is just another season you gotta go through. It gets real hard some days, but you know there's always a purpose for the pain. Do what you gotta do to release what you can't control. Find yourself in the moment, go ahead and let it go. Give it to God, it's time to let it go.
Remind Remind me of all the things that we used to do. I can't breathe if it's looking kind. I can't sleep, can't keep her on my mind. Babe, back that train loose. Don't keep on push, cause I come loose. All gas, no pay. I see your heart now frozen in pieces, my heart broken. Girl, please don't keep on rolling. Tonight, tonight, tonight. If anybody see my baby tonight.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Trulia's on his bitch about to blow on you. I'm about to blow him by the 100 or you wet bitches that doubted me. But steady living in motherfucking poverty, that bothers me. You had no vision, no ambition, no loyalty. Is death over dishonor, it's your honor when you're dressing me. I'm stretching shit, I'm freezing shit. No fingers on the sink for $20, you on T-type shit. Too many fathers, ain't no motherfucking living. Too many generals, ain't no motherfucking soldiers. Sit the fuck back, nigga, relax. You fucking with my vibe, fucking with my high, fucking with my ride. Don't you see me swerving, don't misinterpret who I am, who I stand for, who I go to war for, who I put the on my own for. Shootin' booty, don't be missin' shootin'. You get up, booty, at your ass. Watch that fast drive fast like a flash drive. Watch how fast they blow my shit, yeah. Watch how fast they hate. Watch how fast they make me want the grace. I'm tryna make it, even if I gotta take it. Shake it and bake it, I got the recipe. You gotta taste it, ain't no negotiation. It's this motherfuckin' table, think he made this far. Say for I ain't smoke you a motherfuckin' cigar. I ain't going nowhere, so fuck you and your motherfuckin' clock. Tick tock, bitch, I'm on payroll, so give me what you got. Empty your pockets while you take your best shot. While I'm beating through the block, straying away from your phone. Look for all the ones that on me, kicking in your front door, putting this heat so you don't. Fuck your problems, I ain't solving shit. I'm pounding land, but you judge a book by a cover. You leave your cover blown, I'm well known in the zone. Pick and choose what side you stand on. I break bars and stick them under my tongue till it's numb. Don't give a fuck about the taste. I only care about the outcome. It's killing me softly, imprison me softly. Suicide attacks these bass drums, got my face numb. I'm like a cracker, watch how you step, you break your mother's back. When you cut your wrist, you jump in the water, grab your life jacket. I got a case for the fuckin', so fuck it. All you bitches on my bucket list, you stole me right out trying. You bitches quick, say your prayers cause your nightmares are coming true. It's winter season, fucking heat is fly, get the fuck out my coupe. Blocking my fucking view, claiming my fucking goons. Trying to walk in my fucking shoes, see me, I dance to my own fucking tune. Full of diarrhea, it's time I take a shit on you. It's time I put that pack in your name and take a hit on you. Feeling like one of the greats, I need my collective plate. Guess what, I'm revved up. I ain't the sharpest in the box, but I get the business straight. I bet before you cross this team, you gon' hesitate. No song get left a turn, cause bitch, I threw the rock. They be wondering if you got it, but they ain't trying. Empty they motherfucking pockets, fuck a plug. I need to stock a bitch before I up some rock the shit and slap you with my Glock. They be spitting out some hollow tips. This comes personal, this comes gonna hurt a few. This comes gonna bring some haters, I know I gotta murk a few. Pop you like a purple suit, take off your turf. Me and my crew out with the old and with the new. Chucking up the fucking deuces to you bitches like it. Glock's out of ticks, keep my name out your motherfucking mouth. Unless you paying bills at my motherfucking house. Unless I claim you on my taxi, now you my bracket. Bringing the wrecks and bringing the bags and bringing the session. Bringing the gas and murking rest every chance that I get. I'm a product of my own motherfucking clique. It's B.O.B. bitch, bring your own buck, spring em. Play me like I ain't got em, I'ma pay you with exposure what you look. I ain't the type to be played with, the type to be fake with, the type to be basic. I'm about my paper, bitch, so get the print. Subliminal message got me feeling reckless.
Give me my flowers while I'm alive, cause fuck them bitches when I die.
You know you blessing till you missing. Somebody else flipped it, turn around and conscripted it, and turn around and encrypted it. The way I'm transmitting these bars, you ain't predict you get addicted. But there was prediction that I inflict this mandatory friction. That shit was mandatory, but let me slow it down. Dumb me a damn for you clowns. I spend long hours on the compound, studying shakedowns and breakdowns by the pound. If my granny picked the cotton, why the fuck I gotta start from the bottom? Try to play me, then I'm wearing all my options. Keep a spraying, put a bag on your head, call it a gag. We fishing for the sport, you hoes, but I already picked the team. Crash dummies on the scene, no resuscitation. Is you the glimpse of the good life? I found my parking spot. Hey, blunt, grab my wine, turned off the fucking throttle. Watch some pigs on that pay. Woo! Scoop another ride, call the homie, follow the market. Hey, see where they was driving. Where they had balloons flying, if they lying, homies crying. Homies upset, shit, I'm upset, nothing. Paycheck where I signed a dotted line, dancing in the bank, my shit playing through the speakers. Look, man, I finally made it.
I finally made it.
Paying homage to my living, who helped me made it out the gate. Pay my way, I'm finally thankful for a motherfucking day. It's time to celebrate, it's time to elevate. Why the fuck you trying to wait? We already at the motherfucking
bank. Why the fuck you think we're here? This is our fucking year. This is our fucking season. Get left. I got my bank turned up and I'm blowing on the best weed that West weed with colorful leaves. My shit got no seeds. I can't be fucked with. It'll be up. Cause you died in me. Go get your nuts. Go get your best. I'm causing upset. Get on your shit or get the fuck with you. Ain't scratch. I'm chunking the deuces to you, bitch. I'm truly. I thought you knew this. I ran it to the truth. He told me to go and I fucking kill him like a bunch of bitch. I eat you to the bone. I take a bath in your blood after the kill him. Then I pass it to my.
Niggas act like bitches even though we were friends. A wolf in sheep clothing, I think it never ends. More than 30 years, know your whole family. From the good times all the way to casualties. Yeah, all of a sudden, y'all niggas tuck your tail and ran. Little boys couldn't deal with the man. Birds of a feather, I can say that it's true. Come and join my crew, got wings and you flew. One more thing, I don't need none of y'all. This is scratch, hit me back, I can't get a phone call. Treat me like a hoe you just met. Trying to claim blood when they say they never saw you on the set. Can't get verified cause I know them niggas also. Background check, not even checking out though. It's a blank spot, nobody can confirm. Take my fucking head, y'all just like to wear red. They bring orders to the studio, that's faulty. Every time y'all step out the room, it only costs me. Everybody got jobs, can't pay nothing on the bill. Didn't have to pay cause they got a little skid. White told me I should just focus on him. Fuck me, everybody in all of them. All night is in my studio, I guess it don't matter. Glass niggas always seem to shatter. Acting like a sister, he ran off first. Since he acting like a bitch, I'ma call him Starburst. Used to catch the bus every day to record. Did a lot of shit y'all couldn't afford. Better spend money on a side piece than a producer. Fast forward, that's the thing that you used to. All the real truth, they can never fade us. Moving out of Cali to Las Vegas. Fake ass Snoop and Black Lil Caesar. On Facebook like everybody needs ya. Studio pics that ain't even yours. When it rains it pours, wax songs in store. Misleading everybody to a light that ain't glowing. Trying to drive people to a place that they ain't going. False hope, can't believe nothing that you speak. You can't deny all the shit that you doing is weak. I could go bar for bar with anything that you got. Niggas always drop a beef in my pot. Serve it up in my stew and make some cornbread. That's the only way your ass gonna get fed. And the puppy that you got ain't even got no soul. You eat the whole steak and won't throw him a bone. Gamble with the king and you know that your ass out. Since your pants down, you know that you ass out. Here come another nigga acting like he whore. Bring a body bag if you step up in my yard. Fool, this is true if you wanna take it there. Talk about a fair one, but I don't fight fair. You better call God instead of me with your threat. You can't get dry off this wet. Nigga, I'm too old to be dealing with the nothing. Keep drinking pee and smoke all them drugs you be puffing. You gotta be high trying to fuck with me. OIC, it must be OCD. You better watch yourself cause you walking up the wrong bush. Shiny red button, that's the wrong one to push. Get the fuck out of here with that whack shit you made. Praise the Lord all day, he even know you fake. Bitch ass nigga, you don't wanna play this game. Catch a high one, leave different than you can. I know a lot of niggas that went Hollywood. I guess they don't see it, I think they all good. One motherfucker, I'ma slap him when I see him. Maybe something hot, then maybe not. Pussy ass nigga try to front around his friend. That's where it start in the beef begin. I think your name tell you how your whole life went. Just bad luck. Your mouth always getting you fucked. Your production skills whack anyway. I could go toe to toe with you on my worst day. Looking like Alf, eat your cats. I got teeth. I don't have time for you rap. They call me king. They call you sir. I call you bitch cause you act like a her. If you wanna see me, I'll send my address. Since your ass is tired, I'll lay you down to rest. Niggas got their name straight off a cartoon. Niggas can't see me, but they will real soon. Walk around cocky, head too big for a hat. That's why dogs always try to kill a cat. Already broke, that's why I can't get my eight. You brought it up, now you seem to hesitate. Used to be friends, but I guess that meant nada. Never get a scratch from the fleas around your collar. Call He-Man, he really got your back. Somewhere around his neck is where his nutsack was at. So Joe sold Illuminati. That's why you stroll around thinking that you better than everybody. Fuck all of y'all and what you stand for. Remember who I am when I kick in the door. Then one day I used to call you bro. Just a matter of time before you fall real slow. 96 bars with 4 more to go. 100 miles and running, that's how I end the show. True West, put us on the map. 100 bars and this a wrap.
Lamborghini Mercy. But hip hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
Uh-oh, my bad. We back in the building, man. True West Radio. As we do, True West Trends.
True West, True West, put us on the map. 100 boys of this a rap. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we broke dust. We broke dust.
Yeah. That's my shit right there. I gotta put the new version up there. The new version is even tighter than that.
Boo. Oh, yeah.
Boo the old 100 bars. Boo. I'm gonna hang up every time. Boo.
She just booed because she didn't put another 9 balls up there.
You gonna have a new one by the end of this week.
I'm gonna put the new one up there. We gonna put the new one up there, so we gonna get that. We gonna get that new version up there with that. You can't see me beat on that motherfucker. Yeah, I'm gonna put the new version up there. We gonna play that shit on Friday.
Hey, they ain't heard the other one yet. Neither, Scott.
I'm gonna put them both up there. I know. That's what I'm yelling. That's what I'm yelling up there too. Mhm.
Okay. Okay.
We gonna put the new one of the boys, and then we gonna put the you can't see me on there.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll probably put you ain't even heard it yet. But the Love Me While I'm Here.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I'ma load it up this week. I got a whole lot of stuff that I need to put up there.
You did your version?
Yeah, I'm gonna do it again right after the show. Because I don't know. I was drunk like a motherfucker, and I was slurring. So I'm like half sober, so I could probably go on and wreck that shit now.
Well, that's how the new rapper sound anyway. They be half slurring, so.
Oh, no, nah, hell no. Nah. All right. I'm going to do the verse after the show. So it'll be right. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, nigga, I was stumbling at the microphone. I was fucked up. I had a bad day. So I fucked around and started drinking some. Man, I drink beer. I don't be drinking motherfucking vodka and all that shit. Nigga, I had me some vodka and orange juice. Oh, it was all bad. I was in there partying all by myself, though.
Mm-mm.
Down sober today.
I be, man.
I only had a couple of beers. I could go on and knock that shit out. But Love Me While I'm Here is tight as fuck. Oh, my God, bro. This is one of my homie Chris. You know, he sent the song and stuff, and me and Trulia jumped on it. Her verse is tight as fuck. These motherfuckers from Texas keep on sending these goddamn people to California. Get the fuck out of here.
They're sending motherfuckers back home. They need to leave.
They're going to send them out there and take all your goddamn reparation money. They're going to give you $1 in reparation.
Oh, these motherfuckers in L.A., the California motherfuckers is hot. Like, why the fuck y'all keep on sending the damn migrants to California?
They can't send them to Florida.
Can you believe the audacity after they migrated, they asked us here to Texas and fuck things up? Well, we can hardly afford it, Julia.
I mean, fuck, we can't afford it either. Ain't but shit, so. Motherfucker, that goddamn dude, and I forgot his goddamn name, but he'd be like, send him to California. Send him to California. Send him to California. Send him to California. It's just been buses and buses of motherfuckers coming from Texas to California.
I know, I'm saying that's exchange for the buses and buses of people that moved to Texas during the pandemic.
No, they came from over the border. They crossed the border, and then they let them cross the border, and then they sent them to California.
I understood that. I said that's in exchange for all the people that came out here. Ain't no room out here. You got to send them somewhere.
Hey, you think they got to California in the first place? They crossed the border.
Nigga, they crossed the border in Texas. They crossed the border in Texas. They sent them to California.
They
don't be crossing to Cali. No, they don't. Okay, so we ain't no motherfucking immigrants cross the border in California and we sent them to Texas. We didn't do that. That motherfucker in Texas, as soon as they let him cross the border, put him on the bus and send him to California. That's what the news. That's what the news is telling me.
Well, that was
I don't
Florida
know.
Deal.
I'm not there.
Florida did the same deal. They took around and sent him out there to California, sent him up north to what you call his house, Obama's house. They sent him all over the place. Now he in trouble for doing this against the law.
That's yeah, that's what they're doing in Texas. Them motherfuckers done. They about to sue that motherfucker and try to make
some
action.
That's human trafficking. You can't take nobody from one state and move them to another state without their permission. And Ron DeSantis was telling them, hey, we're going to get you a job. When we get you here, you're going to have a job and all that and drop them people off. Just to get them out of his state. Now they ain't finna sue him. The federal government suing him.
Right, exactly. So I'm like, niggas like, damn, I don't like my kids. And I send them motherfuckers to Texas. Or some shit. That shit is dumb. Like, you just get a group of people and send them just to California. Well, they don't know nobody in California. So that means the homeless crisis is getting ready to go back up even more. Because these motherfuckers ain't got nowhere to go. You just getting random motherfuckers and just send them to Cali.
Well, I tell you this, and this is the truth. It really, truly is no more room in Texas as far as affordable this and that and benefits and that kind of thing. We don't have it. So they got to send it to somewhere. So when they let them over here, you know, they give them a chance.
Send them to Cali. What?
We don't have it. We don't have it.
Oh, just send them to Cali. Fuck you.
Yeah, we don't have the resources for the people that's from Texas. That's what I was saying.
Who said that we got it? I mean, hell, that ain't my fight. I ain't got a dog in this fight. Because it don't matter, because whatever I say ain't going to make a fucking difference any goddamn way. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't got a dog in this fight. I'm just saying. I'm just looking at it from how you just going to get a group of people and then put them on the bus and send them to Cali and just drop them off. Where the fuck they going to go? Where the fuck
shit.
They going to go?
They going to go to your studio.
Nigga, they ain't coming to my studio. They can't do nothing for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. You just get a motherfucking you just get a group of motherfuckers and say, okay, we're going to drop you off and it don't even have to be Cali. Drop their ass off in Colorado. Them motherfuckers will probably die when it get cold because they ain't got nowhere to go.
They heard you making them West Coast gangster tracks, so they dropping them off in Cali so they can get to you.
Man, if you don't get the fuck out of here, I'll give them your address and send them to your house.
I'm going to tell
like,
my
Mr. Edward, take care of you.
You open my
the
talk
door,
box,
be a gang of Mexicans at your door.
I'm say, my talk box is broke. I can't do nothing for you. I can't make no G-Funk. Go to Scratch's house. Just keep on going until you see a desert. The beer can lay in the yard. Go see the beer can lay in the yard. You close by.
Get the fuck out of here. That's funny as fuck. Nah, hell no. I'm just, how you just gonna pick up a group of people, put them on the bus, and drop their ass off somewhere? That's what I'm not understanding. Say, where we going? Oh, y'all going to California? Damn, we don't know nobody in California, but that's where y'all going.
Please,
don't
nobody in Texas either, probably.
Well, why drop them off here?
I just told you why. Because California have resources that Texas don't. I'm not saying I agree with it, because all of this shit used to be Mexico in the first place. So
California was Mexico. California was Mexico, too.
I know that. I just said that. So you can't keep them out of the land that was theirs. You got to start there. That's jacked up anyway.
Well, guess what? It ain't theirs no more. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, they supposed to be here. We ain't supposed to be here.
Well, who told you that? Hell, we were here before anybody. I don't know what y'all talking about.
Right, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, look, I'm going to speak for what I know about my family. At least 3/4 of us were supposed to be here.
Your family is part Indian. So they've been here.
Mexicans and black, those is like Indians. Nigga, you ain't never been to Africa. It ain't like you. They shipped your ass from Africa over here.
We ain't never been to Africa.
But all
that stuff y'all seen in the Western movies, them ain't Indians. Those are not Indians.
The Mexicans are Aztecs, bro.
Well, I tell you this. I know my history, and I'm cool with it. Now, Native American or whatever they want to call that, all of that is in there. But I know where my people come from, and it's proof, it's DNA to back it up and all that, and I'm not ashamed of it. So when I say 3/4 of people at least wasn't supposed to be here, not in that way. You feel me?
But did
they,
you know, North America and Africa used to be connected? A lot of people don't know North America and Africa used to be connected.
I know that too.
North America and South America. They still call it South America.
You used to be able to walk from Africa all the way across to Canada, all the way across Alaska, all the way across to Russia, and keep on going.
Oh, what did you teach today? See, what I'm trying to figure out is how did they get paperwork for my people, though? Some of them. I know that some of them was other things, because my mom and them, they biracial. Well, not biracial. They, shit, they black. We what we is. We are black. Black people are everything.
The thing about it is, you could always go back and look at your ancestors. You know, and all of that stuff. It gotta be some goddamn connection with some other, either Indians, white folks, whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's always a connection. But the whole thing about it is, your motherfucking ass is black in America. You ain't never been to motherfucking nowhere outside of this goddamn United States to see what the hell. You ain't been to Africa. Everybody, oh, shit, all the black people came from Africa. That's a goddamn lie. It had probably something to do with African descendants.
And y'all know, you ain't about to chastise me on what I know.
I'm
just
not
telling
chastising
you
on nothing. I'm just saying.
The person that was cooking, we know who they are and all of that. That's all I'm saying. That's all I said.
Oh, that's cool. I'm not trying to disagree with you, because you know what you know, I know what I know, and everybody know what they got that they know, you know what I'm saying? But the whole thing about it is, we wasn't nowhere around when all of this stuff started. So the only thing we could go by is hearsay. Hearsay is what people tell us or what we try to read in a book or something like that. It's still hearsay. Nobody don't know how this shit actually happened. We don't actually know
For everybody else, that is true. It's 100% for everybody true. They don't know. But I'm saying, I know. And it's a lot more other people that do know. You know what I'm saying? Because it's getting a lot easier to get a hold of this type of information. So what I'm saying is, just like they don't have a right to put people out of here, what was once Mexico, they didn't have a right to bring people here and then tell you go back somewhere that you ain't never been to. See, you don't let people talk. That's what I'm saying. I know where my family is from, and I know how that person got here on that side of the family. But all my life, people been telling me, oh, go back, go back, go back. No, you go back, nigga. I'm from here. I
well,
got
you can't
money.
Go back to 1800 as far as you go back. You only go back
yeah,
on
I'm
U.S.
Like four,
citizens 1800. So anybody after 1800, they don't have no census on nobody after 18. I forgot what year it is. Ain't no census whatsoever. So
mm-hmm.
then everything else is just a he say, she say.
1874, bro.
No, I'm talking about the census.
They didn't start doing census to 1891, I think. I think that's when
they
started.
Well, see, the thing that make this unique for me, for real, and got me into it, because I always feel a connection. You know, you always know something that you don't know when you know it. I was verified on what I thought, you know, because for one, the life that they lived and the type of people that they were. You know what I'm saying? My people, they went from California and all that. They worked on farms. Other people, my grandmother, still picked cotton to get school clothes and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm trying to tell you is that a lady, she submitted her DNA because she was searching for a member of her family. And the member of the family, it connected her to members to us, basically. People in my immediate family. So she don't know how or why or whatever, but she knows that we descendants of that person that was stolen from her family.
Well, see, here's the catch also. A lot of people don't understand that what happened back in the days, if this person was a slave master, whatever Smith's name was, you was the Smiths.
Right.
That was just
yeah.
So when somebody says, I'm a Smith, it's like, okay, they looked up and they like, well, damn, this man is white and he's a Smith, and you black as midnight and you a Smith, but you were just named after his land, that's after his plantation.
Boy, boy.
So that's what threw a lot of this DNA stuff off.
I didn't even get that far into it because, you know, if you do some of them delivery, them DNA tests, some white Smiths and them black Smiths, some of them is going to be connected. You know a few of them.
Well,
a few of them that went on
the past. They're just connected. They're just connected by he was a slave owner of the slaves. You see, so when the slave owners sit up there and freed the slaves, some of the people was sharecroppers. What they did, they had to work their way to get off the land. They gave them a couple of land, but you still had to get your harvest and give it to the slave master. He was just called sharecropping. And what happened was,
well,
it was like,
that's
hey,
my
Smith. But you were still under that slave master's name. So once you say, okay, I'm a Smith, then you go have kids and you say, I'm a Smith. They're like Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson, they found out he had sex with the slave lady and had kids, and now they're like, oh, we're all related to Thomas Jefferson.
Yep.
So all them Jeffersons, they didn't know until they started tracking it back. They're like, wait a minute, Thomas Jefferson had sex with the black woman, the slave, his cook, behind his wife's back. So she got pregnant, so that's how they traced the DNA to Thomas Jefferson. So A lot of stuff got messed up in the mix when they started giving people names.
Yep.
Unfortunate.
That's what happened when you try to take people's identity from them. You try to take people's identity and take their name and stuff.
What up, Ham? What you talking about, baby boy?
Hey, y'all going deep. I know we're going all the way back. That's y'all both, all y'all right. But at the same time, we are in Africa. This is West Africa. That's East Africa. They changed the map and changed all that. So, you know, they found pyramids and Grand Canyon and all that. You know, the land, the trees. The coast of Florida is just like the coast of Africa. The same white sands, the black sands. And the brown sands, the clear waters, the changing the trees and the pine wood. But this is what I want to say, man. Let's talk about man went in there and shot people down there in Jacksonville, Florida on the 50th and 60th anniversary of Martin Luther King. I have a dream speech. He shot the people up. You know what I'm saying? Three people died. And then it was also the Michael Jackson thing. All they added all this up. And you know, and it's real crazy because on the gun he had swastika and his little group tag on there. You know what I'm saying? He contacted his daddy before he did it. And then went there and shot down innocent people. One girl got away, the other girl got killed. You know? So we got to remember like that. No, we are not
well,
all of them
I
like
got,
that.
I got one better
not all
than
the
that.
White folks are like that, but we under attack, man. We
but
got to come back to the future.
Yeah, we killing more of ourselves than they killing us, and that's the sad part.
That's the sad part.
Let's find out how we going to fix that problem. And then
well, that's what my brother said in the group. He said the same thing. He stayed down there. He said it's crazy how that shit happened. He said the niggas right here in Jacksonville having beef gang wars with closed casket funerals. Niggas doing each other so bad to where the casket got to be closed. And they ain't did nothing about that or said nothing yet. And saying, but your boy, the white man, he up there, I know me and Pump got on the phone, they said they have Santos, ban black teachers. He the first one on the scene trying to say something. What can you say, brother? If y'all got the phone tapped, what can you say?
Well,
it's y'all done went that way. And they, I mean, it's a ritual. I know it's a ritual. I see what's going on. That blah, blah, black folk ain't hip to them ritual y'all running. But I've been woke since 1989. Longer than that. But I done stepped to the land since 1989. But I just want to say, you know, pour out some water, pour out some looking for the answers in this serious situation because it's all behind the chair thing. It's all about the chair movement, what happened with the chair. It's all about that. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. We know what it's about. That's what it's about.
I'm
talking.
About
I had to say, rest in peace to all them people, man. Martin Luther King, I knew you do what you had to do, but they done jumble your shit up. And everybody ain't nobody ain't thinking. Wasn't anybody nobody celebrating yesterday. I ain't said nobody posted the night. Nigga posted the day after the shit done happened.
Working with overload. A lot of people don't even know this shit. That's why I said it's important to get into it if there's any kind of information out there. Like, my mama, she don't want to know. But my daddy's family, they pieced their stuff together. They found these people. They done found me. I even know, like, my fourth great-grandfather name at this point. And the fifth one, too. So, you know, it's just about how you want to see it. Some people don't want to look back. They don't want to think about it or worry about it, but it is what it is.
You're right. Ignore the situation, and we still getting drove back. But God, like you said, God is angry. It's going. To come. The reckoning is coming. Reckoning's coming. Like I said, I ain't was bad on nobody, man. I know everybody ain't like that. You know, I talk to people all the time, deal with folk all the time. But that's there, man.
And they talking about people of this and that and population. They talking about they need teachers. You need this. You need that. You need that. Well, you need to find people somewhere and help people go to school and train people. And if you want to bring people over here, they need to be doing worthwhile jobs too, not just whatever. And they come over here, they get their bread, and they go back. They know where they from.
I'm looking at the door all day today at work. You know, I'm all that. You know, last year was that goddamn me, the Family Dollar. This was Dollar General. You know, about a year ago, 2 years ago, man came in the one in Texarkana with a mask and a backpack. But we wasn't going. We had cans of soup, everything. He for to get fucked off. And now, by the time the law comes down, he be Campbell soup. He be goddamn beef stew. We had them cans ready with them box cuts. We went to my partner right over there. Now he called him to the phone right now. He'll tell you the story. He right over across the street. He working me that day. Up there in Texarkana, I walked up there with that mask and backpack on. Everybody was scared. Oh, we ain't going now. Like I say, like Kim C, but had that motherfucking title on your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Better have that motherfucker tighten your shoulder and tighten your motherfucking hand. Better go on with it. Come up in there. Come and give me 1,000 points. You know, they worship these motherfuckers like saints now. Zimmerman, all them. They making these people heroes. And like Mr. West say, yeah, we doing bad on our end. And one time I was thinking maybe it was just a training for us people. You better prepare because the youth is fearless. They're fearless on the wrong level. They're fearless on the wrong side of the field.
Yep. They got it, but it's misplaced.
Yeah, they come there, I'm getting 1,000 points. Y'all can put it. I'm telling them on the lane. I know they listen. I'm getting 1,000. Anyway, I'm living breathing. I'm getting 1,000 points. You come through the door with that motherfucking thing. I don't give a damn what you got. I'm getting 1,000 points off the top. Especially if you come to 4 feet of my range.
They
it's
need
over with.
They need teachers, but they let these kids act like whatever at home and at school and fighting teachers. But you talking about you need teachers, but you ready to condemn Bullshit, who said that he'll black her eye for sleeping with boys in the bathroom.
Who said what now?
I said Bullshit said he'll black his daughter's eye for sleeping with boys in the bathroom earlier in the show. And we was talking about that. They ready to condemn him. But they don't have no teachers. They don't have enough teachers to teach school or enough people to drive buses.
Is his daughter still in school?
Look how they act. Look how they act. Yeah.
Well, like at the end of the day, I know they do a lot of TV shit, but I think she's going to respect him, though. Huh?
The one you was talking about with the car a few months ago.
Yeah, I seen it on YouTube, man. I was so tripping on the gunshot shit, and then the Brenner chick dancing on Charleston White and pouring water on everybody on that podcast. So them two distracted.
I wonder what his wife thought about that. I know his wife mad.
Oh, man, he got, you know that man, his wife scared. He been tell you he have his wife in line. He done said it on every broadcast. He be having his wife in line. His wife 15 years old, and he is anyway. So long he bringing in and putting that $1,200 in hand out that five he be getting.
She ain't listening to him, nothing his ass talking about. If she that much older than him, she's just like, oh, okay. All right, honey. Yeah, he over there. He's talking with his friends on the girl. I don't care for him anyway.
He done fucked up a lot of people too. He enhanced a lot of the fire going.
Mm-hmm. Some of the way black people behave with each other, the way we talk about each other is important too.
He supposed to be coming out. He got a show somewhere down this way. He supposed to be in a show down here, Charleston White, a comedy show. I don't know if it's in Dallas, somewhere close by here though.
Mm-hmm.
Shouts out to Corey Franklin. They had a comedy show down here in Hope. It turned out pretty good. Nice grown folk crowd. BYOB. Did their thing. He listens. Shouts out to Corey Franks, comedian right here out of Arkansas. They had like a 2-hour comedy show. Anastasia Bolden, she was in Texarkana. Shouts out to her. She did their thing. DJ Young Don. Been on the show with folks back in the day. Man, but I want to try to stop y'all grind on the going back in time and how far we slay whatever. But I just had to bring that because I ain't heard nobody talk about it. I don't know if y'all talked about that already or not. But I've been on it since 807.
Yeah, I ain't going to talk about that no more.
I'm looking at this truck down here that's going to stop the middle road. They might want to go on. They can come on with it. They're going to shoot. I'm telling you. I'm flexing that whole stop sign. It's every bit 400 yards going 6. This goddamn wood gun going 600 feet. Y'all at 3. So I'm hard to shoot through the truck. Motor and all.
I'm just talking
crazy on the radio show. Hold on, y'all. That me talking like this?
Yeah, that's you.
I done got on them shrooms, man. Them shrooms made me do it. Like they said, when they kill somebody, I would say they have an excuse every time they kill them. Say shrooms made me do it. I was gone on them shrooms.
Dude, I was wondering, too. I was like, he sure sound a lot more relaxed than he usually do. He usually come through like this.
Man. Strong, like it got me real relaxed. But y'all sound beautiful, man. Everybody doing good. The team strong. Heavy Love, Scratch, Mr. West, Sweet Pea, Trulia. Almost another year we done made it. Everybody ain't in the storm. Mr. West ain't in the storm. Scratch ain't in the storm. The waters calmed down. But they gained their strength for the next touchdown. Full moon. We got a full moon between pine trees. I walk at the moon. Ozzy Osbourne.
I want to say thank you to you too, you Buddha. You and you know, putting on for Zone 24 TV. You always sharing everything. I'm talking about you don't miss sharing everything. So I just want to thank
Atlanta,
you.
Thank
you for always
put it out
sharing.
There, baby. Thank you, truly and shoes. You keep up the good work, man. You keep up everything you're doing. You got favor for being in the NFL, everything. It's all going to work out. Oh, shout out to my brother-in-law. He's going to be the chef for the he's the full-time chef for the, what they call them, the basketball team, the Memphis Grizzlies.
Ooh.
Basketball team. Yeah, he they official chef. He just signed a contract with them today.
Shit. Yeah. I used to be trying to get that shit up out that stadium when I worked with them cooks at the, whatever you call this damn thing now. Not the Astrodome, but that one.
Like Superdome.
Now, the, what is it? Is it Reliant? Is it NRG? It's NRG right now.
Talking about Houston?
Yeah.
I used to work up there.
Yeah, a little bit. I worked in around all the different areas a little bit.
Yeah, I used to walk over there and watch the Houston play through the fence when they first started out. I was right over there at the lawyer's office, Pink and Associates. I used to be the custodian in that building, the lawyer's office. Had 8 floors I cleaned up, about 4 offices on each one.
Before I
With Street Flavor building that?
No, over there at the stadium. Every time we would do something, like at the gate, I would be the one to be checking people in, or I would be like in the aisle and showing people where they see that if they can't find nothing and all that.
I thought you were good security. You got a little security woman shape too, a little police woman. Go ahead now. Get them right, make them get in line.
I might go back to it. I need something going because I got plans. Man, speaking of plans, what you working on, Julia?
Huh?
I was trying to see where Julie was at. She cut out again.
I'm
right
here. Who all on the line? Okay.
What you been working on?
What
you been working on?
I got a lot. I got the stuff, you know, I got my own stuff, my personal stuff. I ain't heard my song I got with Mr. Everywhere Beat. I got 2 tracks from him a little while ago.
What?
Y'all have
I can hear that. That was Mr. Everywhere, boy. Go ahead, y'all. Let me hear that tonight. Let me hear it, Ham. Go put it on.
I can't let you hear it.
That one he did, like Big Pokey, your cousin.
The reason why I did that because I got invited to open up for K Reno, so I was just trying to, bring something back down there and do like a little remix, you know.
I like it.
Yeah, I only did 30 bars on it.
So tickled when I heard it though. I can imagine him dancing at the shows and shit.
You heard the plug? You heard Superstar?
That's the one I think that's the one I don't know. Send them to me.
Which one? What's the last one you done heard, Buddha? I think he's too far away. I heard him say something.
Mm-hmm. I can't hear him no more. Well, I be hearing him on the TikTok when I be scrolling stuff. I be liking him, but.
What's the last song you heard me do?
My neighbor across the street told me the moon supposed to be blue. Turn to blue. Supposed to be 2 moons, but I know it's supposed to turn blue. But what you say though,
really? Julie? I said, what was the last song you heard me drop?
The one I heard last night, Heavy Love played. He played it when y'all mixed some other songs.
It was the plug.
Played your song last night. One Superstar was the other one.
Oh, probably the plug.
And your cousin on the Superstar, ain't it?
Yeah.
The Bobby so tickled. I like that one. It's just his voice. He could tell he was ready.
Trying to have me a menage a trois.
It's been a lot. Just a tighten the jaw.
Hands in the pants as I'm biting a bra. What the fuck?
That boy called.
Man, that boy.
Yes, hey, he on that one with the man. He on man.
Y'all got a video for it?
Nah, we ain't got no video for it.
Them videos coming, baby. You can't stop. Even if it's a TikTok caption, even if it's just a TikTok caption of the video.
Yeah, I be kind of cutting up on TikTok. I'm going to start putting all my TikToks on Facebook. BP be on TikTok cutting up too now.
9:49. Yeah, you got to keep them videos going, True Baby.
Okay, hey, I'm making one while we talking.
Got them hypnotized now.
TikTok is a nice little tool. I always wonder about these sites, though. Why do people frame you and follow you and stuff? And it's like, man, you don't talk to me in real life. You see me all the time.
Yeah, well, that was somebody told me, boo, you be on that, man. But I know you for real when you call me. When you hit me on an inbox, I'll be sort of like, you know. But when you call me, shit, it's a done deal. So that's how I'll be coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like, hey, you barely talk to me. You know me in real life. You hardly even speak to me. Every time I make a thing, you come following people, trying to make people follow you back so your numbers are good.
Is everyone on the line? He say he mute.
He was on.
Can y'all hear me?
I hear you. I only hear you and Buddha.
He mute.
And why he mute? He was talking earlier. And mute. And where is Hell Love at?
Say it again.
I said, where is Hell Love at? That's the question.
Then
well,
you're
who's somewhere.
On the board? So I know I had hit Mr. Edward earlier and checked on him. He said it wasn't like that, what they were saying on the knee. I mean, it's bad, but it ain't like what they kind of say it is.
They said
it
ain't nothing like that.
My hurricane.
Head. Mm-hmm. You see, it's 2,000 kids missing in Maui, huh?
What?
Hold on, hold on. 2,000. Hold on, y'all.
Who? You said kids?
Yeah, it's 2,000. It's 2,000 kids missing in Maui. 2,000.
Oh, my God.
Y'all did me so cold. Y'all blocked me. I've been talking for the last 30 minutes about DeSantis and all that stuff, and y'all had me blocked.
Oh, that's
not because.
I've been blocked for the last 30 minutes. I've been sitting there, and y'all talking about Menage a Trois biting on a broad. And I've been sitting the last 30 minutes from DeSantis to the goddamn all this Africa, and couldn't nobody hear me. I kept saying, y'all hear me. Y'all hear me. He got me blocked. Hell, Lord, I went to sleep.
He went to sleep?
I guess he didn't have me blocked for 30 minutes. My phone went dead, and I had to call right back in when Moody was discussing about that Jacksonville stuff, and I've been blocked ever since.
I know you got the real scoop on what happened. I'm just going by clips and meeting calls. And, you down there where it's at. What's the word on that, man?
It's just like, you see what happened in Montgomery. They went and put swastikas on everybody's car and house. Klan went putting swastikas on all them black people's houses in Montgomery.
Man, they like
we don't know nothing
it.
About that.
Yeah, they just did that. Put them on all when all the black people in one street, all the people that were black, they went and painted their houses and painted their cars with swastikas. And nigger this and all that.
Uh-huh.
But they don't know the swastika is really a peace symbol, man. It's an ancient peace symbol, man. Hitler took that thing and twisted up. It's really ancient. But here go the deal, though. They still, I heard they were attacking the church down there where the people died, the 14 people died in South Carolina, where that man with the white boy up in the church to kill him. They took them Burger King. They said they've been going to that church pissing on it and everything.
They've been talking about the tongue.
I say they don't want to give it up. But, you know, they the last of a dying breed, to be honest. Because, like I said
make
before,
it plain then.
Too many people. They have, you know, it's too many people here. You are not the only one here. And every day, somebody marries somebody else. A lot of us, people got more than one race. It's a lot of them who ain't white. Like that, like they think they is. Especially a lot of those people. They won't listen, but they really not like they think they are. Because it's really too many people here. Unless y'all busting some people over from overseas to keep it going or something like that, you know. But black people are not, I just don't, okay, no bullshit. I don't know why they keep trying it. Black people are not like they used to be. Black people are not scared of nobody, really not even each other. We talk about it all the time. You know what I'm saying? So why even do all that? Why even call it mess and mess up your beautiful town or your home and your city or your neighborhood or whatever, because you know what's going to come behind that.
I'm like this. I don't got like Idi Amin. Idi Amin, when he over there in Uganda, man, he had to kill white folk and black folk. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't come to that point. Because like Cuz said, we doing each other, got to watch each other and them too. And then they let motherfuckers just tip up on you. And all we get is some chair action on some transgender mixed drunk motherfuckers. Yeah, it went down. They did their thing, whatever. But I don't know. If we wake up, this how it's going to be. I don't know, man. This shit just bothers me.
Well,
one day y'all get freed up. Y'all go read Willie Lynch, and you'll understand the Negro.
Well, I got him in the house. I got the whole thing in the house, Willie Lynch.
Read it, and you understand the Negro in America. He said, all you got to do is put things in front of them to make them stay divided, and they'll never come together. What do? They give this man a little money, some rim, a jewelry, this guy come trying to go rob him. Go get this guy a position in the job. He better than everybody else. House nigga, field nigga. That's what they did. Which is all you do is keep them divided, give them something to divide themselves, and they'll never come together. We 400 years in the game in this continent of America, allegedly, and we ain't came together. Why? We got all the resources. We got all the resources. We got land. We got money now, black-owned banks. Why we don't have a black infrastructure? What's the excuse? You can't say the white man.
I am.
I'm good. We killing each other.
Right.
So what is our excuse? Jealousy and envy. Sweet pea got a garden growing, and my garden won't grow. So I'm going to go kill all her plants. Buddha got his own 24 TV and nobody watching my TV show. So I'm going to go goddamn knock Buddha's goddamn TV tower down. Because I don't want him doing better than me. That's sad.
Yeah. That's the truth.
That's
like the car wash. I'll crash your virus and crash his hard drive because he's making better beats than me. We can't have that. Instead, let's all come together and all come up. Black Wall Street. And what Black Wall Street was, that was all the black folks getting together, had their own banks, their own doctors, their own lawyers,
hospitals.
Their own hospitals, their own everything. Grocery stores, they didn't have to go nowhere. And to see them come together,